Okay, today, Ben Shem, we're going to conclude the 10th parak of Maseches Yevamos by learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So Mishnah Ches picks up on the Machlokas in that we had a Mishnah Zayin between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon about how to view the bia of a 9-year-old, when there's another 9-year-old brother. So Ben Teshan V'yomechot Shabal Yevemto. If a 9-year-old boy has bia with his Yevam, and then he has bia with her co-wife. So pasal al yedei atzmo, he disqualifies. He passels both of those yevamos to ever be married to him, because his bia makes a partial marriage with them, with each of these yevamos. So he's also to both of them. But Rabbi Shimon Omer lo pasal, that he does not passel the first yevama to himself, because Rabbi Shimon holds that a boy who's under the age of bar mitzvah, but over the age of 9. Creates a bia that is at least a yibum that's at least questionable, meaning it either makes her his full fledged wife or it does absolutely nothing. And if it does absolutely nothing, then neither one is going to become maser to him because it does absolutely nothing. And if it took full effect, then it's irrelevant what he did with the second woman because the first woman is his full fledged wife. Now we have another case where the fact that a 9-year-old's bia with his yivama is treated like maimer has some sort of impact on the halacha. If a 9-year-old was boel his yivama and then he drops dead, she has to do chalitza with the third brother, but she cannot do yibum because a 9-year-old's bia with the yivama is treated only like a suffik. It's treated like a maimer, so it only creates this partial midrabanan marriage, which didn't totally get rid of the zikas yibum. So when the 9-year-old dies, the almana now is connected to the third brother by zikas shnei yevamin, right? From the first brother that was never really taken care of, and from the 9-year-old as well. And if there's a zikas shnei yevamin, then you're not allowed to do yibum on such a woman. Nasa isha v'meis. If the 9-year-old marries a regular woman and then he dies, harezu petura. Even if he slept with her, she's pata from yibum. More chalitza because marriage done by a 9-year-old doesn't take effect at all. It's only yibum with a 9-year-old that might take effect. Now the Mishnah, the last Mishnah, the Parak Mishnah Tes, talks about another case with three brothers that's very similar to the case that we had in the last Mishnah. Ben Teshashon Miyamechot Shabal Yevimto. If a 9-year-old had bia with his yivama, umi shehigdil nasi isha echeres v'meis, and then after he became a bar mitzvah, he married another woman, and then he died without any children. So both of his widows are now zakuk liyibum to a third brother. So im lo yada sarishana mishayigdil, if he didn't sleep with the original wife after he became a bar mitzvah, harishonu chaletzas v'lomas yevemes. So the first woman can only do chalitza with the third brother. She cannot do yibum with the third brother because she has a double zika to him. Vashnia o chaletzas v'lomas yevemes. But the second woman, the wife he married after he became a bar mitzvah, can do either chalitza or yibum since she has only one zikas yibum with her. Meaning, why does the first one, what do we say, that she's 9-year-old was Boel his Yevama, and then after he became an adult, he married another woman, right? So if he didn't sleep with her after he became a bar mitzvah, she can only do chalitza, meaning her bia with the boy before he became an adult is treated like maimer, so she's partially his wife. It didn't get rid of the zika. So when the boy dies, the first woman has two yibum bonds to the third brother, two zikos to the third brother, one from the first brother and one from the boy who had bia with her. Right, so it makes sense. Rabbi Shimon Omer miyabim le'ezo sheyirtza v'chalitza shniya. They do yibum with whichever one he wants to and do chalitza with the other one. There's another element over here, though, in determining the godless of a child, not only his age, but echachu ben teisha shana v'yomechad, echachu ben esrim shana shalo hevi shtei saros. All the halachos about a yavam who's not yet a gadol is true when he's 9 years old. It's also true if he's 20 years old, if he doesn't yet have shtei saros, if he doesn't have two pubic hairs yet, because he's not going to be considered a gadol without shtei saros. So let's review what we learned today. Today in Mishnah Ches, we learned that a 9-year-old that has Boel is Yevama, and then he was Boel her Tzara as well, so he passels he passes both Yivamas to stay married to him. But Rabbi Shimon said, no, he doesn't. He does not passel the first Yivama. He can stay married to the first Yivama. A 9-year-old that has bia with his Yivama, and then he drops dead, so that Yivama can only do chalitza and not yibum, because she has a zikas of shnei Yivamin. If he marries, a 9-year-old actually gets married, tries to do nisuin, so then his wife is absolutely pata from yibum, because he's not really married. A 9-year-old can't get married. Can only create a suffix yibum, but cannot actually get married. And then in Mishnah Tess, we learned that if a 9-year-old is boel his yavama, meaning his brother died and he's boel the yavama, and then he becomes a bar mitzvah and he marries a second woman, so if he didn't sleep with the first wife after he became a bar mitzvah, so that wife can only do chalitza and not yibum, because she has a zikas shnei yavamin. The second woman can do either chalitza or yibum. And Rabbi Shimon had said you could do yibum with whichever one you want and do chalitza with the other one. And then we said that when we describe someone as being under bar mitzvah, it doesn't necessarily mean under 13. It means, see, he could be up to 20 years old, but if he doesn't have shtei saros, he's still considered ki'ilu, he's under bar mitzvah. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with the 11th parak of Maseches Yevamos.